"We've got you one of the hostiles," she datavised to Ralph Hilch. "And when I say hostile, I'm not kidding." "Fantastic. Well done, Jenny. Now get back here soonest. I've got our transport to Ombe arranged. The ESA office there has the facilities for a total personality debrief." "I wouldn't bank on it working," she said. "He's immune to a TIP shock." "Repeat, please." "I said the TIP carbine doesn't hurt him. The energy pulse just breaks apart. Only physical weapons seem to have any effect. At the moment, we've got him subdued with a Gauss gun. He's also stronger than the G-66 boys. A lot stronger." There was a long silence. "Is he human?" Ralph Hilch asked. "He looks human, but I don't see how he can be. If you want my opinion, I'd guess it's some kind of super Bitech android. It's got to be a Xenoc Bitech, and a pretty advanced Bitech at that." "Christ almighty! Datavise a full-spectrum image over, please. I'll run it through some analysis programs."
"Sure thing."
Dean had the man's hands behind his back to slide a zip cuff over his wrists. It was a figure-of-eight band of polyminium with a latch buckle at the center. Jenny watched Dean tighten the pewter-colored loops. No electronic lock, thank heavens, just simple mechanics. She ordered her neural mnemonics to encode the retinal pixels, and datavised the complete image over to the embassy. Infrared followed, then a spectrographic print. Dean ejected the power magazine from his broken TIB carbine and handed it to Jenny along with the spares, then recovered his Gauss gun. With Will covering their prisoner, they started walking back towards the Issachor at a brisk pace. Jenny aimed them off at a slight tangent, taking them quickly back into the jungle. She still felt too exposed in a firestorm clearing. "Jenny," Ralph called after a minute. "What did the hostile say his name was?"
"Kingsford Garrigan," she replied.
"He's lying. And you're wrong about him being a Xenoc android, too. I've run a search program through our records. He's a colonist from Aberdale called Gerald Skibbo." It's a wet, humid night here in Durringham, as they always are on this poor benighted planet. The heat clogs my throat and my skin sweats as though I have caught a fever. But still I feel cold inside, a coldness that grips the very cells of my heart. Was that a bit too purple? Oh, well, the studio can always edit it out. Graham Nicholson was squatting on aching ankles in the deepest shadows cast by one of the spaceport's big hangars. It was drizzling hard, and his cheap synthetic suit was clinging to his flabby body. Despite the warmth of the water, he really was shivering. The fat rolls of his beer belly were shaking the same way they did when he laughed. 50 meters away, a defeated yellow light shone from an office in the spaceport's single-story administration block. It was the only occupied office. The rest had shut long ago. With his retinal implants straining, Graham could just make out Latin, Marie Skibbo, and two other men through the grimed glass. One of them was Emlyn Herman, the Yaku second in command, who had met Marie and Latin in the crash dumper. He didn't know the fourth, but he must work for the spaceport administration in some capacity. He just wished he could listen to whatever deal they were making, but his boosted hearing was only effective inside a 15-meter radius, and no prize in the universe would make him creep any closer to Latin. 50 meters was quite close enough, thank you. "I have followed the arch-diabolist here from the city, and nothing I have seen has given me the slightest hope for the future. His interest in the spaceport can only indicate he is ready to move on. His work on Lalonde is complete. Violence and anarchy reign beyond the city. What monstrous curse he has let loose is beyond my imagination, but each new day brings darker stories down the river, sucking away the citizens' hope. Fear is his real weapon, and he possesses it in abundance." Marie held out a small object Graham took to be a Jovian bank credit disc. The spaceport administration official proffered its counterpart. "The alliance has been formed. His plan advances another notch. And I cannot believe it will bring anything other than disaster upon us. 4 decades has not reduced the fear. What has he achieved in those 4 decades? I ask myself this question time and again. The only answer must be evil. He has perfected evil.